Cape Talk.
Food. Our food journey continues with our second burst of local flavor, which comes in the form of the tastiest ice lollies you've ever had. And I've been wanting to get them into studio for so long, not the lollies, but their makers, to talk about Las Paletas. If you haven't yet found them at your local market, in your local pick and pay or spa, you are missing out on what for me has been a completely addictive experience. I seem to shuffle between favorites. One week I'm obsessed about the sort of lighter sorbet flavors. The next week I want the brownie cheese cake and the salted caramel and the dipped flavors. Don't let me make you drool, though. That job belongs to the co-founders of Las Paletas, Diana Shavaro and Jason Sandell. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon.
When did this business actually get started? Because I've been seeing you suddenly everywhere for a couple of years now, but it dates back about 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed it does. We started in 2012, and it all started off with a bit of passion and a bit of love in our kitchen, and we created something for a dinner party dessert, essentially.
So it started out with a private dinner party, and who had the sort of light bulb moment of going, this is actually so good, we should make it on a commercial scale? Dana, was it you?
Yeah, I did. I'm from Colombia, and back home we have a lot of ice lollies, and they're all made with real fruit because we don't have seasons, we're in the equator. So it's a lot of natural ice cream. And I realized we didn't have that here, so I saw there's a potential gap there. Having said that, I never imagined it was going to go. Like grow so fast. So I decided to just try a few at home, give it to some friends at a braai, and everyone was like, oh my God, this is amazing, you've got to sell this. And it just grew from there.
And that's where it was born. Because, of course, we all grew up eating ice lollies on the beach, but they were that nasty orange, tartrazine-laden, slightly artificial tasting stuff that was yummy for a couple of seconds and then left you with this horrible aftertaste and bright orange fingers for the rest of the day.
And kids that ran around like headless chickens.
For the rest of the day as well, yes. This is not what we're talking about here. Tell us what does go into the Las Paletas lollies, Jason.
Well, I've got some in front of me here, Pippa, and what I'm going to do is I'll just pull out a strawberry or an orange sorbet, just to give you an idea here. And basically what we do with our orange lollies is we juice the whole orange. There's not a drop of water that goes into it. So all the flavor, all the color comes from the fruit itself. And that's what really differentiates our ice cream opposed to other ice cream that might be in the marketplace. It's all real fruit, real dairy, real chocolate. There's nothing that's not man-made. I mean, there's nothing man-made that goes into that product at all.
I'd love for some of our listeners to phone us and tell us what their favorite flavors are if you are, like me, a Las Paletas addict. As I said, I think mine is toying between the watermelon and mint sorbet is my favorite in summer. But I've noticed that's seasonal. You can't get it all year round.
Exactly.
And what's talk to me about the thinking between making some of the products seasonal. Is it because simply you want ingredients that are sourced here when they're in season?
It's impossible, really, to source certain fruits frozen. Also, some of them do freeze well, like berries, for example. Any other fruit like papaya or pineapple, they just don't freeze well in terms of buying it frozen. So we can only make them once the fruit is
in season.
And
available
exactly.
Fresh.
So watermelons only really from November, December up to like March, April, depending on the summer we're having.
It's worth waiting for, though. It really is.
Definitely.
Just a reminder, please, if you want to call in and join the conversation or ask a question about what goes into the lollies, tell us which one you've loved eating and where you find them. I am giving away two copies of that wonderful South African Milk Tart collection to the most interesting caller or voice note. You're welcome to leave a message on 072-567-1567. Kenton has already sent us a WhatsApp saying, please give Jason my regards from one of their biggest fans.
He is indeed. I know exactly who Kenton and his family is. Kenton's an absolutely wonderful guy with his family. And whenever they see us in an event, I mean, he brings her and all his kids with, and they just come and enjoy a lovely lolly that we can provide them.
Okay, thanks, Kenton, for your message. Somebody asking anonymously on the SMS line if you could explain the meaning of the name. What does Las Paletas actually mean?
It means ice lollies in Spanish.
Simple as that.
Yes.
Okay. I saw on your website that you're actually available for private functions. You've got a sort of retro ice lolly stand that can go places, go to weddings, etc. How recent is that in addition?
That's been something that we've incorporated from the beginning, because there were a lot of people that said to us, wow, I've got this business. Can you come treat our staff at spring day or end of year birthday party or something like that? So we've got these retro ice cream carts. We've got display freezers that we go out to corporates. And it's not just your run-of-the-mill corporate. We've done amazing functions where we've set up on a rooftop of a building, you know, for a photo shoot. We've set up on the beach in a location where there is no power. Mm-hmm. But we've been able to do all these wonderful things with corporate events as we've grown over the years and years. And weddings? Loads of weddings. The brides absolutely love us.
Fantastic. In case you've just joined us late to the conversation, we're chatting to Diana Shavaro and Jason Sandell of Las Paletas Iced Lollies. Where are you actually producing them? I mean, it began in your own kitchen as a dinner party. I'm assuming it's grown well beyond the scope of your own kitchen by now.
Yes. We are in Killarney Gardens, and we basically only made it a home for like 2 months. And after that, we went somewhere else to Montague Gardens, and we've been in Killarney for the last 4 years almost.
Yeah, we've built a purpose-built factory out in Killarney Gardens, and we need to get a bigger factory now. We can't compete, can't manufacture the numbers anymore where we are.
That's an amazing success story that you keep on outgrowing your premises. Yeah. I mean, what about the staff? I mean, I assume that means that you're having to employ more and more people to keep up as well.
Definitely. It's a handmade product, so it's very labor intensive. Mm-hmm. Nothing is automated machine, so we do have to employ people all the time because there's a lot of cooking, chopping, fruit, blending. Yeah.
So that's a great as a job creator as well. And Esme is asking whether the lollies are gluten-free.
Some of them are. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, all of them are, except from the ones that got brownie. So that will be the brownie cheesecake and the grande chocolate. The rest are all gluten-free.
You don't want to miss the grande chocolate, though. It's so good.
It's good.
Just cheat. Do yourself a favor and just cheat this once. We've spoken about the fact that the range varies seasonally. You have now, though, grown beyond your own production and your own events at markets, etc., and got yourselves a footprint in some of the big retailers, including I've seen you in Pick and Pays, I've seen you in a couple of spas as well. How big a step for you and how significant is it for you to be in those facilities?
It's been an amazing opportunity to be able to inform our fans out there that yes, on Monday afternoon you can walk down to your local Pick and Pay, your local spa, and buy Las Paletas over there. When we were invited by Pick and Pay, it was quite daunting in the beginning because we had no idea within a year of opening this business that retailers would want to stock us. There's a lot of systems that you have to have in place. There's a lot of checks and balances. It's easy to do. You can do it. Don't see it as being a massively daunting aspect, but is it right for your business? You know, is that the route that you want your business to go?
Okay. We've spoken about a couple of the flavors, but I'd like you to give a sense of just how big the range has got, because when I looked at your website earlier, it's grown since I last bought a couple. I think my last Las Paletas was at the little truck that you had parked at Long Beach Cormickey, which is very welcome end to my surfing weekends. But you've grown beyond them. Tell us, I mean, how big is the range? How many different flavors are you making now, Dana?
It's about 25 now. Mm. Yeah. So actually most of them, apart from maybe 4 or 5, are all year round. Most of the fruity ones. But everything else, everything else is all year round apart from 4 that is just seasonal.
Just seasonal. Okay.
Yeah. It's about 25 now.
Fantastic. What about sourcing the ingredients? I mean, you've said you depend on the seasonal fruit. You want to buy what is available right here that's in season right now. But physically, where do you go and buy all the ingredients, Jason?
Fruit-wise, it's all supported locally. So we get our strawberries from Stellenbosch. We get our papayas from Citrus Dell and Upcountry. The same thing with the pineapples. It's all locally sourced products. Nothing that we purchase is from outside our borders, so we love supporting local. The dairy that we get is all from Fair Cape Dairies. We believe that they've got the best ethos in terms of dairy supply. And there's a couple of other dairy companies that we use for other products, but we'll just keep it at that. It's all local produce. You know, we want to keep everything here.
An SMS from Sue in Tableview asking whether you use lots of water. Is it possible to grow your business in this water-challenged environment that you're in? Well, you've just told me that there's no water at all in the orange lolly. It's only orange and more orange and more orange. Is it a water-intensive business?
Not really. Most of our lollies, instead of being water-based, they're fruit-based. That's what we call them. Mm-hmm. So it's higher in content of fruit versus water. That's why they're so hard. And that's why they last longer outside the freezer. because it's mostly fruit. So if you take one and you literally hit it against the table, you're going to see how hard it is.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is one of the selling points. I think it's a lolly that lasts a long time. You don't sit there with kids with chocolate dripping down the sides of their hands and onto the floor. You can actually really make a meal of it, yeah, and get the most of it. Keith on the SMS line or WhatsApp asking, will it work with any kind of fruit? I mean, is there anything that you've tried that hasn't worked as a lolly flavor?
Keith, try hibiscus. You can even use tea to make an ice cream. You can do rooibos tea. You can use absolutely anything. You've just got to play around with the recipe. Think of what is your passion. What was your passion when you were a kid? What do your kids like? And you can blend those up in your blender at home and put it into those little molds that you can buy somewhere and put it in your freezer and just play with it. See what it tastes like the next day. If it's very soft and go, oh, maybe there's too much sugar. Is it too sour? Doesn't have enough flavor. Just play with it and get a bit of passion behind it. I mean, kids nowadays need more natural products than what is supplied out there.
Okay, so Keith, yes, I mean, try and see if you come up with a fruit it doesn't work with, let us know. But the point is play around with it and give it your best shot. Or if you're feeling lazy, just go down to the Spar Pick and Pay and buy a box of Las Paletas ones already made for you, even easier than that. Another SMS asking whether you have a factory shop outlet attached to your Killarney Gardens factory.
We've kind of stayed away from the factory shop environment per se. It's just another part of the business that we're going to have to manage and do. Mm. But what we do is that consumers can email us and get in touch with us, phone us, email, even people WhatsApp nowadays, and we can get an order ready for you that you can collect, or we can deliver to your house, which is the next development of Las Paletas, essentially, is home deliveries.
Okay, good news indeed. How do they email you? What's the address?
So the email address that's best is info@laspaletas.co.za, and I'll spell that. That's laspaletas.co.za.
And the website you're looking for is laspaletas.co.za, in case you hadn't worked that out. I'm interested to know how many of these you're producing a month. You're obviously now heading into summer season. The demand is cranking up already. I know you were telling me earlier you're already getting phone calls from people saying, help, my freezer's empty. Is there does it come and go according to season and how hot the weather is?
Definitely, Pippa. I mean, winter, South Africans don't like to eat ice cream per se. So we scale back our production about tenfold during winter. During summer, we have to increase it so much that we're employing extra staff to work evening shifts. And we predict that our factory will be running 24 hours a day by the end of next month.
That's phenomenal. Okay, I completely debunk that theory. South Africans don't like ice cream in winter. I eat yours all year round,
thank you,
to be perfectly honest. Besides finding you online and finding you in the stores, etc., you're always there at the big markets and foodie events. Is that a strategy you're going to keep going with?
You know, as a business owner, we've still got a lot of passion for what we produce, what we're doing, where we're doing it. We know that our fans out there want to still engage with us and say, hey, I heard you on the radio the other day. Hey, I've seen you in this magazine. You know, and they want to just talk to me about ice cream, or they want to talk to me about passion or new business or some ideas. So we love going to those shows. It's something that we will continue to do as long as we can.
Okay, so if you haven't yet had a Las Paletas lolly, where's the next big one that you're going to be at for someone to come along and find you?
I think Coffee and Chocolate Expo.
Yeah, this weekend at the Coffee and Chocolate Expo, yeah.
Coffee and Chocolate Expo, where's that?
It's at Kenilworth Racecourse now.
Okay, so this weekend at Kenilworth Racecourse, there's no further excuse. You need to get down and taste one if you haven't already done so, or look for them in the freezers next to the ice cream section in Pick and Pay and some spas as well. It's been so nice to finally have you guys with us after all these years of loving and eating your ice cream. I'm so glad to be able to share the love, as it were. And good wishes to you for the summer season. 24-hour shifts by the end of next month, it was, huh?
Indeed.
That's pretty outstanding growth. And may it continue to grow from strength to strength. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Las Paletas. Look for them at all big food events. Look for their website, laspaletas.co.za. I'll just repeat the spelling again. It's LASPALETAS, laspaletas.co.za. You've been listening to co-founders Diana Shavaro and Jason Sandell. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, one way to have gourmet quality sushi at your home is to hire your own sushi chef. But if that's too much yen for your sushi yearning, here's some great news. Now Cape Town sushi lovers can have restaurant quality sushi delivered to their door from Sushi To Go. Download the app Sushi To Go ZA, that's the word sushi, the digit 2, sushi2go.za or go to sushi2go.co.za. Place your order, select your delivery date and time, and every order is made fresh. Healthy living begins with healthy eating. So download the Sushi2go ZA app now.